first time I saw her, she was leaving church, her blonde hair in a bun, wearing a long skirt. I could tell she was gorgeous, possessed amazing grace, couldn't think of words to utter or other concrete steps. I could take her piercing blue eyes, saw my surprise and she gave me a wink. I forced my mind to grasp and my brain to think. The spark in her eye made me realize I had to give it my best shot. She was a pistol, was my first thought. And I was so lonely and craved companionship, and her austere, subtle beauty made me flip. A couple weeks later, I got up the nerve to call her on the phone and tell her I'd reserved a table for two at a small downtown cafe. I was hoping she was free, and if so, I'd pick her up at 8. Dinner was great, and it was late when I finally got her home. I figured one quick peck, and I'd head home alone. But I couldn't believe the kiss she gave me. She took my breath away. Inside, her dad watched TV, but she seemed unafraid. The next thing I knew, we were naked on the stoop, and I was wondering what I'd got myself into. Oh, sweet memories of when I was young, and the goofy things that at the time seemed fun. Many stick in my mind, and when I think back sometimes, I know this was the one to stay away from. At the top of her lungs, her dad came running, holding a big gun. She said I'd ripped off her clothes as I stripped and forced her to submit. I grabbed my duds and hightailed it lickety-split. Now it's many years later, when I think back on that night, I realize she had me in her sight. My shotgun wedding night.